This is a precious statement from the Right Reverend Alex Lodion Sakor Eyobo, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Yei, South Sudan, on the violent and purposeless murder of engineer James Kariuki on 31st July 2025 on Yei Kaya Road. The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from heaven. Genesis 4:10. I make this statement with a heavy heart after having listened to testimony, visited the scene, and witnessed the horror of human acts. On Thursday, 31st July 2025, the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola at around 8 a.m. Central African time, civil engineer James Kariuki, a Kenyan national, was violently gunned dead while on his way to Koboko, Uganda, driving. Engineer James was contracted by the Missionary Society of the Salesians of Don Bosco to reconstruct the priest's residence at Holy Trinity Parish in the town of Morobo County, Central Equatorial State, South Sudan. The Salesians of Don Bosco were entrusted with the pastoral care of the Holy Trinity Parish by the authority of the Catholic Diocese of Yei since 2014. However, due to the violent conflict in the country that erupted in 2016, they had to leave the parish temporarily. Hence, reconstruction of the priest's house was in view of their return to the parish to serve the people of God in the area. From the witnesses to the scene immediately after the incident and later, James suffered bullet wounds and burnings on his body as his car was set ablaze by sporadic shooting on it. On the scene also, another person got shot dead, apparently by the government armed forces, as they tried to pursue the attackers of Engineer James. According to the security forces, that person belongs to the armed assailants who murdered Kariuki. Up to now, no one has claimed responsibility of the killing of Kariuki as it has happened in South Sudan. However, witnesses to the incident strongly believe that they belong to the armed opposition groups spread in and around the territory of Greater Yei. Nevertheless, one thing is clear. God is the ultimate witness because the innocent blood of James Kariuki is crying to him from heaven. Therefore, I would like to sincerely say this to whoever has craving for violent attacks because of disappointment and pain, that a violent attack on a presumed target and therefore an innocent target out of fear, anger, or in order to loot is a purposeless attack because it does not solve the problems which disappointed and angered us. Let us catch the bull by its horns and not the calf instead. As a church community of the Catholic Diocese of Yei and its friends and partners, the violent murder of Engineer James does not constitute in any way an intimidation or a threat to our pastoral and missionary work. We will continue to offer our pastoral and social services to every human being wherever they are, as resources may allow us. Because this is our calling, to be with the people in whatever situation, following the example of Christ, who went around doing good for the people of his time. Acts 10, verse 35. In conclusion, my humble and faithful and heartfelt appeal to my fellow South Sudanese, enrolled in the armed groups, whether within or outside the government circles, is that violent attacks on innocent civilians, whether being nationals or foreign nationals, out of fear, anger, or in order to loot their valuable, will not solve the grievances we have in South Sudan. Instead, these attacks aggravate the grievances. Let us follow the path of dialogue and reason to solve our political, social, economic, and ethnic problems. Military means only suppresses the problems for a moment, but it does not solve them. The one who has ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 11, verses 15. May the soul of James Kariuki and the souls of those who have died in a similar way rest in eternal peace. End of statement by the Right Reverend Alex Lodiong Sakor Eyobo, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Yei, South Sudan, on the 4th of August 2025.